Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center. What's going on? How's LA?
It's good. It's fun. The weather here is really, really nice. I like it. It's like apparently a helicopter flying over right now. I'm outside recording. But it's good. It's obviously a little vacation. I've never been, actually, I lied. I've been to California. I've been to Lake Tahoe. So I've been northern, but now I'm down in LA, which is fun. It's cool. We went to Venice Beach, saw Muscle Beach and all that. Like,
oh, nice.
Yeah, a bunch of jack people like working out. I'm like, wow, that's fucking cool. I don't think I'd like that though. Like working out in the, what day did we go? We went a couple days ago and it was like hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, just like, I mean, it's a little bit like obviously on the water. So like there's like a breeze and stuff, but just like roasting in the sun, I'd be like, oh my fucking
Yeah.
God, dude. Like, not ideal, but it's cool. It's cool that they like, that's like normal for them out here, you know?
No, I got you. So when are you giving me a your braid tutorial, your braid
Oh
hacks?
my God, I slept in these last night, so they're a little fuzzy. Dude, yeah, I love braiding hair. That was like my signature prep hairstyle for 2021, was like bilateral braids. I just loved it. It was easy. Dude, it's my jam.
Can you teach other people how to braid their hair? Can you braid other people's hair? Or is it like how a guy ties a tie? Like, for example, like Eric can do a Windsor knot, but if he were to do a Windsor knot on me, he wouldn't know how to do it.
Oh yeah, no, I can do it. I can teach people how to braid and like show them. It's hard. It's so I learned on myself. So then like trying to do it on somebody else was harder for me because
Sure.
learning on myself, I learned in a mirror. So my hands are backwards. Does that make sense? Like
Yeah.
Watching backwards because it's like reverse because of the mirror. So then like when I went to go do it on somebody and do my hands like the same way, like I rolled them inwards rather than like outwards. So I was like, oh my God, why is this like not braiding? Because
Yeah.
I'm so used to doing my hands the other way. So, but yeah, I actually taught the one lady that I'm here with, her taught her how to do it. And she like was braiding her daughter's hair for the last like 10 years.
Oh,
Yeah,
damn.
it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's
Oh,
cool.
damn.
How's your weekend?
It was challenging. I slept like dog shit on Saturday. And so I didn't train Sunday. So Eric and I trained today together. And it was one of those things where it's just super frustrating sometimes when you are working with a physical therapist on like alignment and mobility, because it resets your lifting patterns, right? And especially when you have a hip that's higher and lower comparatively. And working through that, like I'm at that point where I'm having to reset like the majority of my lower body lifts, at least the compound movements. And it can be frustrating to like relearn motor patterns, find the connection, find the weight, find where it feels good. And so today I did a really bad job. I did a really bad job with the gym in terms of like how I spoke to myself, and I own that and I moved on. It's one of those things where it's just like you're in the moment and you're very, very passionate, but you're also frustrated because you want to do a good job. And when you feel like you're not doing a good job, it can just kind of be a mental fuckery. But like I said, we're home from the gym and it's fine and it's a lesson learned and we move on from it. It's literally one fucking day.
Yeah, and like not that I had like an injury or anything like you, but coming back after pregnancy and postpartum, my body is completely different. My hips are wider. I don't have any core stability. So like trying to learn how to do that, and it's been challenging. And I remember there was a point, and I'm sure I've texted you about it, in my panic of lifting, and I'm just like, I'm gonna quit. I'm ready to
Yeah.
fucking, I can't do this. And especially too, like comparing myself to pre-pregnancy, where things were just, I was just annihilating. Like I was a machine. Like my lips, I don't think I ever had a bad lift. I'm not saying that, but like all my lifts were really good. So then like coming back to this, and it's extremely different. I don't know if I thought like I would go right back to where I was from, like after or pre-pregnancy. Like, oh yeah, like I don't have this giant belly anymore. Like I'll be able to lift better. It's the complete opposite. Like I said, like my hips are a little bit wider. Like I don't have any of that core stability, which makes lifting heavy harder, makes my movements a little bit different. Like hip thrusting was terrible for me. So I can understand. Like you said, it's like you just have to keep going, because I was like literally like fucking salty bitch. And I was like, I'm quitting bodybuilding. Like, I'm not fucking doing this anymore because I can't, my body's ruined, blah, 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 blah. Like down that whole rabbit hole of like negative self-talk. But I was like, all right,
Yep.
whatever. I'll give myself a month. I'll keep trying, because in my mind, I'm like, I love this so much. Like, what the fuck else would I do? I don't know what else I would
That's
do.
literally what I told Eric. I was like in the midst of a panic attack, and he's really good. He just reminds me to breathe. But I was like, I fucking hate this. I want to fucking quit, but fucking quitting is not fucking it. Like literally, it's like every other fucking word was fuck, 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 fuck. So I was throwing a tantrum because like
Yeah.
I was losing my cool, and it was just a heat of the moment thing. And I did what I could, and I'm just having to realize that as my body gets in better alignment, so I can lift better and lift smarter and lift safer, I will need to change how I lift, which means like backing off the weight, reintroducing different learning patterns, motor patterns, and just being okay with resetting things.
And the thing is too, like, even though you are backing off weight, like, you have better engagement and you're going to have like better function. So like, you're still going to be stimulating the muscle. You're still going to have obviously a lot of tension on those, because the form is going to be immaculate, right? Like, you're actually, it's just going to be so different because your body's so used to not doing that, right?
Yeah, like
Which
I
is
was doing reverse hack squats today on like this the booty builder machine, and before like a lot of it would just be low back because I couldn't figure out like how to properly like set up the exercise and set up the loading pattern, but today it was like really really good for glute. Like I felt really good glute engagement, but it was still like it's still not, you know, perfect. But then again, it's like what the fuck is perfect, right? And it's like, well, that doesn't really exist, right? We can just get things as best as we can get them and find solace in that. So like I said, it's just like a big mind fuck, but also like a big learning experience.
I think that like the hardest thing too is like, we're coaches and like we know so much. So it's like, I know, oh dude, oh my God, this pisses me off when I know, like, for example, cable kickbacks, I know how to do them. I can talk anybody through them. But like, when I go to set that shit up, my body just doesn't fucking do it, right? And I get like you said, so frustrated. And now I'm kind of at a point where I'm just like, all right, well, like, it's got to be doing something, right? And like, each week, like, I start to look a little bit better. So I'm like, okay, like, I keep trying and like, I'm making the changes to get better. So now I'm in this place where I'm like, okay, I'm doing something, right? Like, something has to be enough right now, because otherwise I'm going to literally rain on my fucking parade. And like I said, just like, quit. Because I'm like, I'm dramatic. So I'm just like, all right, this workout sucks. Let's just end my whole bodybuilding career because this one workout.
Literally, it's like one from 0 to 100 in like a split fucking second.
Oh. Yeah, dude.
Literally.
I'm so dramatic when it comes to that. And then I can hear myself in the back of my head. I'm like, dude, like, you need to chill out.
Literally, like you just need to fucking calm down.
I know, because you were texting me the other day and you were just like, I need to go home. Like, this workout sucks. And I was like, dude, like, yeah, like, I'm trying to like comfort you and be like, it's okay. But I like was like, I could text the same fucking paragraph to my fucking self, because like, I know exactly what you're going through and like, I relate to. And it's, and like, also too, when you're in like that tornado, you're like, you can't, you really can't come down. Like, you're like, you have to
Literally.
wait, and you can like get all your emotions out, and then you can like rationally think and be like, okay, dude, like you said, you know, like, you are, once you have like better movement patterns, and like today's a perfect example, like, your hack squats are already better, right? So you felt more glute engagement, which is like what you need for bikini, obviously.
Exactly. I have a confession to make. I went to Costco and I bought a 3 pound bag of peeled garlic and I eat 5 cloves a day and I don't have any regrets.
Someone asked that, huh? I think I saw that. Didn't someone ask that on your Q&A?
Yeah, just mind your
Damn.
business.
So like, garlic kind of scares me, and I think it's because of my gut protocol.
But
Because, you know,
like,
like,
it shouldn't scare you, right? Like, that's the whole thing. Like, that really sometimes pisses me off about like gut protocols is like, you shouldn't be afraid of food afterward because if you did the gut protocol, like you should be able to eat garlic and onions and not like blow up like a balloon. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have to avoid foods because they're giving you a reaction, it's not the foods. That's not the food. You know what I'm saying? There's like an underlying problem. So, like, I'm not telling you to shove garlic up your vagina, but like, you should be able to like have some garlic and like be free.
yeah, like, it's fine. Like, I mean, I've had it and I don't like blow up or anything. The only thing like I do have issues with is like the histamine, because of like my Hashimoto's and stuff, and like, well,
And
that's when like
that's totally different.
psychological, yeah, and like stress response. But still, yeah. But it's just like, because I used to, oh my God, I used to be a garlic whore, man. Like, minced garlic, yes,
Guilty.
exactly. It's so fucking good. So then like, when I couldn't eat it for like a while, and like, that was another thing too that my gut protocol did to me. And I'm not saying that this is like gonna happen to everyone, but like, I can eat shit like unseasoned. Isn't that crazy now? Like, I could just eat chicken
For
plain,
sure.
like, because like, I did it for so long that I'm just like, I don't really fucking
I
care.
mean, the majority of my seasoning is just salt anyway, but like I saw that bag of garlic and I was like, bet. So now we have the garlic crusher just like on our cutting board at all times with the knife because like practically every single meal I'll have like 2 garlic cloves and I'll just
Love it. Love it for you, dude.
So good, so flavorful. My house, my refrigerator smells like shit. It's just garlic overload, but I don't give a fuck. I'm happy.
Still good for you too. And you won't have any vampires either, right? Isn't that the
Dude,
garlic?
so good for you. But Eric is like, the bed smells like garlic. And I was like, it's probably because I'm sweating garlic.
I was just gonna say it's like coming out of your fucking pores.
It probably is, honestly. Oh my God. Also, I haven't told anyone this, but Eric, but you're gonna flip. You're gonna flip. You're
I'm
gonna
like, oh,
flip.
wait, before I even say something, all right,
All right.
percentage down, but go on how well I know you.
Just why don't you guess then? Why don't you guess?
No, I don't want to guess because I don't want to
Yes,
be
you
wrong.
do.
No, I don't want to be wrong. I hate being wrong.
Guess because you're probably gonna be right.
What is it? No, I don't want to guess. Don't make me guess.
Well, I'm not pregnant. You know that's not gonna happen. So like
Look,
that guess goes out the window.
I was gonna guess that. I thought we were gonna have a pregnancy pact here.
Okay, so Eric shoots blanks, and I'm pretty sure my like uterus is like a desert. So like, we don't gotta worry about that.
I mean, I don't know. Have you ever read the Bible?
Yeah,
Stranger Things.
fun fact, we actually are, but we're actually reading the Oxford version where it's like, listen, Eric and I went to Christian school and we had that shit like it was like Bible school enema. You know what I'm saying? It was like everything Jesus up your asshole. But
Yeah.
like we weren't taught. It was just memorize and accept. So like
Yeah.
now we're actually reading like the Oxford version where it's like we break down the translation and you understand that like most of the Bible's allegorical or its story. Like it's not literal fact, but in Christian school, it's like do or die. Like you either
Oh,
fucking like you know what I'm saying? Like you either fucking believe this, like the entire thing is like factual in terms of like not metaphorical, not allegorical, or get the fuck out. Like that's
yeah.
how like crazy the school was. So it's like now we're like, you know, did all the animals really get on the ark? You know what I'm saying? Was it really like an entire flood of the world, or was it just like a little section? You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah. It's like choose what you want. Make up your own ending.
yeah, so
What's
yeah,
the
so that was
song?
my little side
Tell
tangent.
us. Tell us. Tell the people. We want to know.
I was thinking, and I was like, you know what? Everyone's gonna be like, Ash, shut the fuck up. No one cares. I don't want to compete at the end of this year. I want to compete at the Arnold Amateur.
Dude, that was like one of my lifelong dreams, and I don't think it'll happen for me, but like that would be awesome. Dude, first of all, it's in your hometown, Ohio.
Yep.
Oh, state. Love it. Second of all, you could fucking go pro right then and there, which is dope. Third of all, huge convention, a lot of great people there, a lot of pros. You'll be in such a good and environment. Let's talk English today. I think that's dope, dude. So, like,
Hold on, but also like I want two things. Two things. I want to compete at the Arnold Amateur, or if that like doesn't go well, then I would like to compete at Junior USAs. So either Ohio or Charleston, because those places mean something to me. They're both my home. But like I don't want to just compete to fucking compete because I haven't competed in 5 years. Like I don't want to do that. Like I want to compete to bring my best and to win. And so for me, like shoving off like a prep 3 or 4 months, like that'll just give me more time to be even better. And like I said, it means something to me. And I want the show to mean something. So that's why I want to do the Arnold Amateur or Junior USAs.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea too. And then also too, like obviously working through all your PT stuff, getting some more like good training techniques under your belt. And that's which is also a good thing too, because then you won't have like this mental frustration. Like, not saying that you will, but like you'll just have more time to work underneath it and understand like it's just one training session. Because we know like in prep, like I get a little bit more heightened too. And I'm like, every training session matters, blah, blah,
Yep.
blah. Which like we know like training obviously, unfortunately, does get a little crappy because we're so depleted and run down. So it's like you already have that on top of everything else you're dealing. But I think it's gonna be great. It's gonna be sweet.
Yeah,
I'll
so
be
I'm gonna talk to Austin tomorrow during check-ins. Be like, hey, listen, like let's clean this up a little bit more. Like we can be a little bit more aggressive in this cut, you know, lose like, you know, 5, 8 more pounds, and then do another like, you know, 10, 12-week growth phase. And then, like, here's the deal. I don't mind prepping during the holidays. Like, Eric and I aren't going home this year. We're going to start our own Christmas traditions. And, like, if I'm in prep, it's a choice. So, like, it's literally a choice. It's not the end of the world. So, it's like, we can, like, I'll still have, like, a nice dinner for him. Like, I mean, for crying out loud, like, a filet mignon, like, that's prep friendly. Like, I
Yeah.
don't, like, we don't really eat shit during the holidays anyway. But of course, I'll still make him, like, cinnamon rolls and shit like that. But it's like, if I'm in prep, it's a choice. and I'm gonna take it seriously. So like I don't mind prepping during the holidays. And you know what pisses me off? Everyone says that like the earlier national shows are garbage because people don't like dieting during the holidays. And so they cheat and that's why they're fat on stage. And I kind of want to prove that wrong because I think that's shit. Like I think that's like just a shit thing to say. And it's like, I don't know. I just want to like prove myself right and just do something that means something to me in the states that means something to me, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, like, I think this prep's gonna be really sentimental for you. Like, even before you decided to do Ohio or Charleston, like, I think it was gonna mean a lot to you either way. And it is hard to prep through the holidays. I did it for my first prep. But I lived in Florida. I had no family there. My ex-fiance was deployed for all of that. So, like, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And then, like, also, too, like, I, like, my family has never had, like, I think me and you talked about it. There's like some type of like something that you eat on the holidays. And remember, I had like no idea what it was because I was like, we don't do that. Like, we literally just have like either ham or turkey. And then we have like basic vegetables. Like, we don't even do like a green bean casserole. We just do like green beans, carrots, corn, bread. That, like, we don't go with like all that fancy stuff. So, like, for me personally, like, it's never been like, I don't know, like, people have like certain, like, was there like a jello thing that you made? I want to
Yes,
say.
the fucking
Okay.
Jell-O salad. Okay, so butter
Ew.
the fuck up. So I had a Jell-O salad and marshmallow fluff, two very different side dishes,
Even think I've
but
ever had them. Like, I've never eaten those.
you know, you could die tomorrow and not be missing out, but like it's a
But they're
very like
holiday. Are they holiday things then? Like, a lot of people do those for their holiday.
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm like sweating so much. My ass is falling off the seat. Literally, it's so fucking hot in here. Like we're so not poor. Frugal. We're frugal with our AC. So we turn it down to 68 when I sleep because I have to sleep well. But like during the day, it's like 75. So I feel like I'm in a fucking lizard exhibit, like at the zoo.
Dude, if I didn't have my child, oh my God, I would keep that shit at 75 during the night too. I don't
Dude,
even
but it's
care.
so bad. So I'll just be in my house and like the back of my thighs are sweating garlic.
Yeah, I got my chair all garliced up.
Literally, a vampire would not want to lick my asshole.
Saute your neck right there.
Anyway, Jell-O salad and marshmallow fluff. So Jell-O salad is like, we didn't do the mint Jell-O salad, but it was like it'd either be like lime Jell-O salad with like carrots and like celery chopped up in it. So it's like in a Jell-O mold and it's Jell-O and it's like carrots and celery in the lime Jell-O, right? And then there's marshmallow fluff, which is like this pink shit. I don't know what it's comprised of because it's like it's pink. So I don't know if it's like a Cool Whip thing that's dyed, but then it also has like nuts and cherries and coconut. I don't fucking know. I
Hate
don't
coconut.
fucking know. It is unnecessary. It does not add anything to your dinner plate or your life. But for whatever reason, like it was a thing in like the 60s and 70s growing up. So like we just had that.
Oh, dude, that's fucking. Nope. No, thank
Yeah.
you.
I'm gonna
So,
see if I can find a
a picture of it.
marshmallow
Send it to me. So, with
fluff.
that, like, when do you think like prep would like start for you? Like, do you think it'd be? I mean, like, you aren't really like a heavy person in the off season by any means. I mean, I know you
No.
probably perceive
Well,
yourself.
I have had my heavier days for sure.
Right.
Oh, it's got fucking marshmallows in it. That's right. That's
Ew.
right. Oh my God, it's called ambrosia salad. That's what it is. So it's ambrosia salad. I'm sorry, I like cannot be on this.
Salad. I'll Google it. Let's
It's
see.
kind of
Let's see.
like,
Ew.
it's like, yeah.
Ugh.
Ambrosia salad. That's right. I forgot about the marshmallows too.
Ew, I hate cherries. Those maraschino cherries, those are
Yeah.
garbage. Those are
And
fucked up.
then
What is that? Is that like, it's like a fruit salad.
it's, but it's not though. But it's not like,
Oh, this is the picture of ambrosia salad plus the, and then the other picture is the green jello salad. So yeah, they're like cousins, I guess. They go to the
yeah.
holiday
I mean,
parties
it's
too.
totally from like the 70s, right? It's when gelatin was just like fucking a thing. And like everyone went like batshit crazy for it. They were like, oh my God, gelatin. And like everything had gelatin in it. So it was like,
Oh,
yeah.
so this one, this is what the recipe is, guys. Okay, so fruit cocktail, pineapple tidbits, mandarin oranges, maraschino cherries. This one says cheesecake, sugar-free jello pudding, sour cream, Cool Whip, and a bag of mini marshmallows.
Yep, that sounds about right. Sounds like Thanksgiving or Christmas at fucking Grandma Bishop's, guys.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. Well, you'll be missing out on that this year. So sad
Yeah, I'm
that
missing out. Not missing
you're
out.
taking on that.
But anyway, I don't know, because I'm literally having this conversation with Austin tomorrow, but it's like, well, push for another probably 2 months of fat loss, depending upon how my body responds. Do another 8, 10, 12-week growth phase, depending upon how much time we have, and then
I'll be
start.
up.
Because Austin, he gets his girls peeled. So it's like, whenever we need to start is when we'll start.
That's exciting though, dude. Like, I love that for you.
It
So I know.
feels right. You know what I'm saying? Because like I was excited to prep at the end of the year, but like when I was thinking about like where I wanted to compete, because I think that matters too, I was like, I don't want to compete in South Carolina or North Carolina just to compete again. Like I want it to mean something to me. So I was like, what about Ohio?
I know you've talked about too, though, like that you kind of want to keep your prep secret or not talked about. So you kind of have these days released, quote unquote, not that you're picking one of the other starting prep initially, but do you think that you would share it? I know you're kind of like, I don't need people's noise, but I do think, like me personally, like I know I'm your friend, I'll be there. So, like, either way, I probably won't be missing out. But I do think like sharing your journey could benefit people. But do you think it would be more of a nuance for you? Or do you think, because I know you're so passionate about helping people, and like a lot of us have waited a really long time for you to prep. Like, we're
People are
in
like,
your
God damn it, we're invested, Ash. No,
we are.
I mean, I post me just posing on the weekend, right? Like that's just part of my like practice posing Saturday and Sunday, or in this case, Saturday and Monday. Or I do every damn day for my cardio. That won't stop. But when I say lose myself in prep, the people that the minute that they're like their coach is like, oh, you're in prep, they like drop down the confetti, they blow prep out of their asshole and they just become prep. And like every time they hit a new scale low, every time they see like a new line appear, it's like it's overwhelming. That I don't want, but I will still continue to post my cardio every damn day. I will still continue to practice my posing and highlight that I am practicing. That won't change. I just don't want my coaching feed to just be about my contest prep. I want it to be about my bodybuilding experience as a whole.
Right. Well, this is what we've talked about before. Oh, and I think I'm gonna sneeze. Let me hold my nose. Okay.
Ambrosia salad, bless you.
Dude, side note. So, my boyfriend, every time our son sneezes, he fucking says, "Shut up." And I'm so nervous that I'm gonna start saying that to people. So people will sneeze, and I like, wait a minute, because I'm like, my initial instinct is shut up. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't start saying that to people. I'm like, he's gonna
No,
start
please do. I do that to Eric. He sneezes weird. I'll be like, shut up. Or the cat
God.
will go, because she hates when he sneezes because it's wet. It's a wet sneeze. It's gross.
Oh, blow your nose. Anyways, circle back around here. So here's the thing. I know you said like people like drop the, break the pinata, drop the confetti. Prep starts. It's like a big old fucking rush, is what it
Yeah.
is. Because it's more attention. It's all on me. Our body's changing. Everybody wants to get lean and shredded and yada yada. I guess like we've talked about this before, because we've talked about our lifestyles aligning so much with bodybuilding that it doesn't matter if prep starts today or tomorrow or last week, because we're doing the same things. It's just less food. It's more cardio. That's all that's gonna fucking change, right? Like our mindset doesn't change. So like you said, like I don't think in general it's gonna be all about your prep, because you specifically is just so normal
Yeah.
lifestyle, right? So, but I do think people will have a lot of questions like on your Q&A about it. I really, really do. And I know you don't want it to be all about that, but like a lot of people want to see that, dude. Like a lot of us are like, let's go. Like you've
Yeah, I mean,
worked
like
so
I was thinking about like potentially like doing it secret, but I'm like, you're right. Like people do have questions, people will be curious, and people have invested a lot of time in following along in my journey, and they would probably feel gypped if I wasn't like being open about it. So like I totally hear that, which
have
is
to like make an
why.
announcement, but I think if people ask, you could be like, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking about talking with Eric. I'm like, listen, I won't like make it a big deal, but if people ask, I want to be like, no. I don't want to lie either. It's just like,
Right, yeah.
I don't need
It's not a
it
good look for a coach if you're lying.
for sure. So it's like one of those things where it's like, yes, I'll be doing it, but like I'm doing other shit too. You know what I'm saying? Making ambrosia salad, making jello salad.
Yeah. What do you do on the weekends? Ambrosia salad. I'm gonna make it. I'm not gonna eat it, but I wanna make it.
I
Is it
kind
like,
of do. I kind of
is
do want to make it.
it jelly? Is it jelly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Like the
jelly, jelly.
ambrosia salad is like more of a versus like when you do the jello salad, it's a funk.
Ugh, so gross. I need my ass to be like a thunk, though. I need really gotta. I know you changed your training around. I think, I've been on the same training program, honestly, since, or same movements, I should say, since pregnancy, since like 26 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, I'm not really like changing my programming per se as much as people might think. It's more just like removing like some quad work and putting more hamstring movement. It's like I'm still doing the same movements. Some things I am working on bilateral. So like I am doing more single leg work just to work on that with my PT to work on imbalances and functionality. But it's not like I'm doing made up exercises and I'm like increasing my volume to be junk volume. Like it's still the core squat, lunge, hip thrust, RDL.
What's a made up exercise? Enlighten the people.
Like people like molesting the Smith machine by doing like frog pumps. Like I used to have that on my program, like when, with my first coach. It was like Smith
Like
machine
to
frog
simulate like
pumps.
a reverse hyperextension, like
Not even that. I mean, like, you know what a fucking frog pump is, yeah?
oh, like when you're okay, so when you're sitting in like I would call it like a butterfly, I guess you could say, and then
Yep.
like you got your like
Yeah, you literally have the Smith machine bar on your twat and you're like just molesting it. Yeah. So
yeah.
like I'm not doing shit like that. It's still going to be the core movements of like deadlift, squat, hinge, single leg work. But like just focusing more on learning the exercises again with my new like hip
Body.
stability and yeah, new body essentially, and making sure that the output is good and not having, you know, a big ego about it to make sure that I lift smart, I lift safe, and I lift hard. And I can do it throughout not only a contest prep, but also like just for longevity purposes.
Yes, I don't know if you ever encounter this, but I do quite a bit, actually. It's kind of crazy. And actually some of them are my competitors, which surprises me a little bit. Maybe I'm not doing the best job of educating, but or maybe they're just curious. I get like a lot of people that will send me videos of influencers doing workouts that are quote unquote made up. And it's like, oh, like, do you think I should do these? Do you think these are good? And I'm no. Why? Like, why do you think? And sometimes this is a perfect, you are a perfect example. It's like, oh, well, I can't get the right engagement on these. I just want to switch to something like this, that something is more made up, not the right movement pattern. And it's like, okay, so you want to remove it because this is going to be easier for you, but we're not actually making the same stimulus. Like we're not doing the right mechanics here, only to make it easier. Well, we can either, unless it's like causing you pain for the time being, like, okay, yeah, we should move that. But like if it's something that's just difficult, then you just need to work on it, right? We just need to find like what's going to be good for you. And I'm not saying you have to do exercises that you hate, but like, let's say at least give it a fucking try for a little bit, get my feedback. Let's get some, you know, videos going, reviewing those and then implementing, you know, the feedback that we have versus like, let's just do some gay ass fucking shit that these influencers are doing who have a fake ass and edit their photos anyways, because they think that's what's going to happen. And like I don't know if you encounter that, but I do, and it's just interesting for me to see because I don't follow a lot of influencers. So sometimes when I see these videos, people are like, oh, I see a lot of people doing these, and it's like the first time I've ever seen them. I'm like you, I'm so fucking basic. I'm like fucking, we want a hip hinge movement, we want a squat, we want a lunge, and that's pretty much like my go-tos, to be honest with you. And then like obviously like a little bit of like accessory work like abductors or something like that, but like you get like an RDL, you get like a deadlift, you know what I'm saying? Like some type of lunge and some type of thrust, dude. Like simple as
Yeah.
that. That's gonna
I
grow the
mean,
local body.
it's like your nutrition. It's like it the fundamentals are fundamental for a reason because they do the most amount of good, but it's not sexy. Like you don't see people fucking marketing the sex appeal of a kumquat. You know what I'm saying? But like it's just a baby orange. But it's just not sexy. But you know what is sexy? Protein pancakes or power pancakes or
I'm so
like
fucking lazy. Yeah, I hate doing that shit. Like, I would never fucking take the time to make that shit. I'm sorry.
fake nut butter that is that tastes like chocolate chip, whatever. Just like eat real food. Just do it. Like you'll save so much goddamn time and money. It's just like I
That
look
shit is
back,
expensive. You're right.
dude,
It's so, it's so,
so
'cause
fucking expensive.
I used to eat a lot of those pancakes. Do you remember those? Did you ever have those? I mean, they were good. I loved them. They came in a bunch of different flavors, but for one bag, it was like $18 or something like that. And it, like, I would eat it maybe less than a week because I'd eat them every fucking day.
I remember spending so much money on like the American, all American butter or whatever they
I
were.
never got into those, but a lot of people I knew did.
It's
Like the Dream
good,
Bar.
but like Jesus Christ, like
They have a bunch
I
of like candies
stopped
in it, right?
eating. It's just bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stopped craving that shit when I started eating real food. You know what I'm saying? Like red meat, eggs, sardines, salmon, goat cheese. Like, I rarely have nut butter now because like it's good and I'll occasionally eat it, but like to me it's just like it's just an ends to a means to an end or whatever the fuck the phrase is. Like,
I love nut butter, but I only get the almond butter that has only almonds. It doesn't even have salt in it. Like, there's nothing else in it. It's just almonds. I love it. I think it
yeah, I
tastes
mean, it's
good.
good. It's just like one of those things where it's like I've been fucking with avocados, Brazil nuts, and walnuts lately for my
Oh.
like other fat sources, you know? So it's just like nut butter is good, but like it's not what they're charging good. And
Yeah.
oof.
See, I either always buy shit avocados, but then like I try and be like a little bit cautious of like the histamine, higher histamine foods. So like I try not to eat that much avocado because I'd rather eat like strawberries and tomatoes, to be honest with you.
Slaps.
No, see, it's hard because I do love avocado. I actually just had avocado this morning, like mashed up on some eggs. Like I was a fucking baby, to be honest with you. Look like baby food. It was like egg salad, but like the egg salad was just eggs and
Ambrosia salad.
yeah, egg and brocia salad. It was Jell-O eggs. Fuck, nasty. should we name it that? The Ashley's
Ambrosia
imp
salad. Yeah, that'll be titled the podcast, Ambrosia salad.
tips on the ambrosia salad, dude. But yeah, like I was the same way too. Like I used to like do a lot of like more fun foods, I guess you could say. Like even in my last prep, like trying to make things fit and whatever. And now it's like I went to that gut health phase, and like when I was in that, I didn't crave a single fucking thing. I had, because it was all one
You
ingredient
know
foods, like
why you didn't crave anything? Because you weren't malnourished.
yeah, I know. Yeah. And even like in pregnancy, people are like, what are your craziest cravings? I was like, I didn't really have any, like, to be honest with you. I mean, there were some things that I wanted, but it wasn't like some of the pregnant people that I've talked to where they're like, I have to eat it like right fucking now. I'm like, I would get a craving. I'd be like, oh yeah, like a bucket of sour cream sounds good, but am I gonna go eat that? No, one, I can't have dairy. And two, like, ew, like come on, I'm gonna sit there and eat a, like I pictured like the big spoon from Chipotle just like in my mouth, like that
Like the
giant.
Duke Duke dollop Daisy, just raw dogging it from the bowl.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, like, but I ate most of my meal plan and for the most part, like pretty healthy for pregnancy. So like I didn't really have like outrageous cravings. Like people,
Yeah.
like some people are like, oh, I had like pickles and ice cream. I was like, okay. I mean, I like pickles, like just normal, but I don't know about
Yeah.
all that shit. But yeah, because I wasn't malnourished, guys. I had all my macros and micros in there. So
I
start
couldn't
there.
tell you the last time I had like an honest to God craving. And there's a difference between like a craving, like an intense need that your body needs this versus like, oh, that sounds good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? Like, what sounds good is, oh, sushi. 'Cause I could always put down some sushi. But like, I mean an honest to God craving for like chocolate's a big one with women because they are not eating like enough meat. And so they are like deficient in like magnesium and zinc, which like, you know, obviously dark chocolate has, not like your processed fucking Hershey Kiss nipples, but it's just one of those things where it's like when you eat real food, like you feel better, you look better, and your cravings stop. And that's not by coincidence.
Yeah, dude, I think I lied. I have had a craving. The only thing I will crave is usually, well, I did crave it a lot during pregnancy, was like red meats and stuff because of like iron.
Yep.
And like I don't eat spinach. I really don't like it. I ate it a lot during my gut health phase, cooked in my carrots, and it's just like so much. And that craved spinach like a ton. And it was all because of like my iron deficiency, and I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. And then another big thing that I was craving too, and this I believe it's vitamin A, correct me if I'm wrong, but like carrots. Like I ate a fuck ton of
The
carrots.
retinol, yep.
Yeah, so those were like my two things that I was like, oh, like I could sit down and like steam a bag of like microwavable frozen carrots and eat the whole thing in one fucking sitting.
I love that. You know, I had the most intense cravings when I was a If It Fits Your Macros vegan. That was when I did the most bullshit of fake concoction, fake foods versus
Well,
now that. Like, it's just like, you know, anything with like legit all the shit that I put in my body that just wasn't real food. And I'm not talking about chemicals because like everything's a fucking chemical. You know what I'm saying? Like everything's a chemical. Water's a chemical. But I mean, like the shit that had barcodes,
yeah.
just like to make stuff just because my brain was so malnourished and my body was so
Yeah.
malnourished that like I
You
was
were like
like, oh,
deficient in
hell.
probably so much shit, dude. Like,
Dude, so much shit. Like, so much fucking shit. And now that like I don't do that, like one, we save so much money. One, because we shop at Costco, but two, we just eat real food. And like, it's just not like a food focus. Like, it used to be like such an intense food focus where I would spend like hours seeing what I could fit into my FitnessPal and doing macro Tetris to eat the most amount of like fake volume shit.
Oh,
Versus
yeah.
now, it's like, I have a protein, a carb, a fat source. If it's more around training, I'll have more carbs, maybe a little bit less fat, and then quote unquote more keto style on my other meals. But like, I'm not looking at my FitnessPal being like, oh, what snacks can I fit in? Because I used to do that shit. And bro, I looked and felt like shit.
Yeah, and like this is a big one. So, because I actually live this and I can compare. So, my first prep when I got refeeds and stuff, I was like, oh, give me Sour Patch Kid. I ate a lot of Peeps. I'm a Peep person. I used to love like those
Do you
candies.
freeze the peeps? Do you make them stale, or do you like a fresh peep?
Okay, so one, yes, I like them stale too. I like them normal. And then three, I like them in the microwave and you put them in there for 10 seconds and they're like butthole
They
blows
pop
out.
up. Okay. So I like a cold frozen peep in the same way I like a stale peep. 'Cause I'm a crunchy bitch, so I like it to be.
I don't mind the stale ones. Yeah, I don't think they're bad, dude. Like, I'll
I
eat
don't think either. I also like to like mutilate them in the microwave.
Yeah, that's my jam. Like when their eyes pop out. So yeah, and they're all so. But yeah,
That
so
in
I,
my ambrosia salad.
dude. Yeah, I'm not getting a bag of marshmallows. I'm getting a bag of Peeps, rainbow style. So anyways, but so my first prep, I was like refeeding with cereals, candies, because it was like a carb refeed, obviously, and that was a lot of processed bullshit, right? And I was always looking watery. I was always looking shitty. I always felt 10 times shittier than when I got my refeeds or was just even dieting in general for that second prep. Then like things were so much easier. I literally, I shit you not, guys. Like I feel like my second prep, like I didn't even try as hard. I don't mean that I wasn't trying, but it's just like everything felt so much more effortless, if that makes sense. Like I would execute the plan, the weight would come off. I would look tighter. I would feel better. I would sleep better. Sleep was 100 times better. First prep, following the plan, doing everything that I was quote unquote supposed to do, not the best. My anxiety was 10 times fucking higher. My sleep was 100 times shittier. And I can guarantee you guys it's because of the food choices that I was making. I had way more whole foods that second time around. And like we just talked about, you just feel better. You're not malnourished. Like my hair was even better too. My hair, skin, and nails, dude. Like my skin was so fucking dry. My nails were brittle as fuck. Like, granted, that's gonna happen because you obviously are super depleted in prep, but like compared from prep A to prep B, my nails looked so much better. And like that was something that like made me feel a lot better too, because I felt more feminine on that level.
Yeah, I bet. Like, just to play devil's advocate, I think I'd much rather you refeed on something like cereal, which, yeah, you might look a little bit more watery because depending upon the cereal that you pick, yeah, it's going to be processed. But like, some people fucking hoard vegetables. Like, they'll go from like, 85 to 170 grams of like vegetable to like 400 or 500. And
No.
then you wonder why they look like Prego after like a refeed. And you're like, what the fuck did you eat? And they're like, broccoli, asparagus. Like, they just refeed on vegetables. It's like, okay, you're not a rabbit, Lenny. Like, eat some
Lenny.
rice.
No, seriously, like, well, I give them the options. I'm like, hey, first of all, I ask them because I'm like, we're gonna do a refeed. Like, if especially like if they're in prep and they're checking in multiple times a day, I'm like, what, first of all, what do you have at your house that's just straight up carbs? Like, do you have potatoes, rice cakes? Because usually those are the three main things that we normally have.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, okay, well, we're going to refeed with this. So you can pick one of those. But like, if you're about to tell, like, I'm not going to let you refeed, in my personal opinion, like you said, like with 10 bags of fucking broccoli or cauliflower rice. Oh my God, no,
Oh,
Lane.
well, that's a Lord Jesus helping me.
That was me, dude. I used
Help
to do that
me.
shit. Yeah, or like cauliflower, anything like cauliflower gnocchi.
Anything. I would put
Cauliflower.
it in the food processor with protein and it would make this like
Ew.
cauliflower fluff.
No, I don't even talk
Yeah.
about it. It's fucking disgusting, dude.
I know.
Another thing I used to do too was refeed. Oh my God, dude! Either it was garbage or I would do like a whole fucking spaghetti squash because you could get so much fucking food with it. Like, you cut them in half, I would have like three fucking halves because it'd be like, oh, here, have a 200 carb refeed. And I'd try and do it all with like fucking squash. And I would get like sick. Like, it'd be like so disgusting that I wanted to just keep putting food in my mouth, which at that point, I probably should have already knew that I was going to have like some type of like binging after. And I had like a horrible
Oh
relationship
my
with
God.
food
You're like,
anxiety.
I'm about to be Chef Boyardee up in this bitch.
Seriously. Retard.
Jesus. Don't be us, guys. Learn from us. Learn from
That's
us
what.
being silly billies.
That's why we have this guy, so we can educate you and hopefully steer you in a better direction, or at least question and make you guys think, like, is there a better way to do things, or can I feel better or look better or get to my goals in an easier route than what I'm doing? Like, let's stop shooting ourselves in the fucking foot.
Absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, we had a lot of random ass conversations today. We had our favorite ambrosia salad. Me probably prepping early spring, late winter, depending upon how you slice it, and just silly things we did in prep and with refeeds and just with eating fake foods. And like, listen, I really didn't want to believe people when I was like an if it fits your macros person. When it came to like eating real foods, I was like, oh no, like there's no way that person's right. But like, come to find out, they were right.
Yep. Dude, I never wanted to believe it either. And because I would like die on the hill that's like, oh, I can lose weight and still eat 17
And
cookies.
you can lose weight
As long as you're in a deficit,
as long
yes.
as you're in a deficit up until a point, right? Up until your body's like, hey, no, fuck you, I need real food. And that point will hit a lot quicker than someone who's prioritizing real nutrition.
Yep. Exactly. And like also too, like even if you like say you were at that deficit and you kind of hit a wall and you just switch to whole foods or switch some of your options out, I guarantee you 100% you will look a lot better.
You'll probably feel a lot better too, especially if you're eating like so much fake shit, because it has like a lot of like corn soluble fiber, like the fucking Quest bars. Like
Ooh.
so much fiber in that, dude. Holy shit.
Dude, I used to like eat like 90 grams of fiber a fucking day.
I did too. Being vegan, yeah, that can be easy. And like,
Oh,
I'll be
yeah.
honest, like even now, my fiber is much higher than I know it needs to be
But
because
you're also eating like so much food.
I do eat a lot of food in terms of whether it's if I'm pushing like a lot of food growing, I can definitely dial my fiber back in. And when dieting, like especially in the summer, like I like fruits and vegetables that are in season. So like, yes, my fiber is going to be like on the higher end of 40 to 50. And I know that if it starts to cause me digestive issues, I'll pull that back, no problem. But like, it doesn't. Like, I have good digestion, great training sessions. I have no bad symptoms that my body's like, hey, we need to pull it the fuck back. And if I did, I would be smart about it and pull it back. But like, y'all ever have like an in-season fucking kiwi or an in-season kumquat? I've been fucking with those lately. And let me tell you, they slap titties. And it's good.
And like for me, just to like show you guys like the difference is like any like if I get over like fucking 31 grams of fiber, I'm no, dude, like my body can't fucking handle that. Like I would not feel good. Like I do pretty good around like 25, 26, but like anything over that, like my digestive starts to get like pretty wacky. Which we don't fucking like.
Yeah, I would love to know why my digestive system can handle. Like I said, I used to have 90 grams of fiber, really with no issues. Like I had some like bloating, definitely, because I was mostly eating like fake shit. But even now, like I can handle upwards of like 60 and still be have just no issues. I would love to know like why. And my theory is because I ate no fucking fiber as a kid, that my body's like, oh, thank God.
Like let's make up for the 15, 20 years that you didn't fucking eat any of it.
Literally 16 years of fucking abuse when it came to like Wendy's Baconators and
Yeah.
French fries. And now she's eating like a kiwi, and I'll thank Christ.
Ever
Finally.
had a, yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a Baconator.
Bro, I used to eat two with large fry, Diet Coke.
Well, Diet Cokes.
Tragic.
I'm about to go get a Diet Coke, actually.
I'll drink one for me, please.
I will. I'll send you a picture of it, of me slurping it down.
Oh, appreciate it.
I haven't had one all week since I got here.
Oh, treat yourself.
I know. I'm literally about to go find the closest McDonald's to our Airbnb because
Yes. I love how we just like spent the last like 45 minutes shitting on if it fits your macros and we're ending with Diet Coke. But listen, we eat real food so we can have Diet Coke. That's our blessing. Like, we're not fucking perfect, guys. We have our vices, but like Diet Coke from the tap, whoa.
Oh my God, from the McDonald's tap. Dude, they got some secret juju in there. So good. McDonald's one.
They really do. They really do. But you have a great rest of your vacation with your family. I love
All
you, and we'll catch you next time.
right.
Peace.
Adios.